9000. America 641-552-5037. 24 ghante.
मुद्दे लाख पूरा चाहे तो क्या होता है, और वो ही होता है जो मंजूरे खुदा होता है। गुड मॉर्निंग एवरीवन, और नमस्ते, नमस्कार, सीताराम, और अस्सलामु अलैकुम, एंड अ वेरी वार्म वेलकम टू योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग एडिशन ऑफ शबनम, एंड स्पेशली डिजाइंड टू असिस्ट यू विद योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग चोर्स एंड टू पुट यू इन ए पॉजिटिव एंड गुड फ्रेम ऑफ माइंड एंड टू ऑल्सो इग्नाइट स्पार्क्स ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल इंस्पिरेशन टू यू एंड योर लव्ड वंस। जहां कहीं आप मौजूद हो, अपने कामों से जरा सी मुहलत लेकर इन मस्तानों को सुनने के लिए तैयार हो जाइए। और ऐ बहारे बाग अरुणिया चंद रोज, देख लो इसका तमाशा चंद रोज, और ऐ मुसाफिर कूचका सामान कर, इस सलामे है बसेरा चंद रोज।
काल जय गुरु दत्ता, साई राम, अस्सलाम वालेकुम, एंड अ ब्लेस्ड गुड आफ्टरनून। इट्स अ ब्यूटीफुल सैटरडे ऑन द आउटसाइड, व्हाट अ गॉर्जियस डे इंडीड। वेलकम एवरीबॉडी, वेलकम टू शबनम रेडियो। वी वांट टू वेलकम आवर ऑनलाइन लिसनर्स एट www.shabnamradio.com। माय नेम इज रिचर्ड अजीज एंड आई एम हियर टू कीप यू कंपनी। व्हाट अ वंडरफुल डे इंडीड। Of course, so we want to again start off by saying thank you, thank you, thank you to all the doctors, the nurses, the frontline workers. You know who you are. May God reward you and your family, and thank you for all that you have been doing for all of us. Telephone number to reach us here in the studio is 416-620-1778. 416-620-1778. You can text me or WhatsApp me at 416-832-7293, 416-832-7293. Well, it's with great sadness I share with you the passing of a dear brother. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praise and thanks due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace and blessing upon him, his messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is with great and profound sadness that I have to inform you on the passing of Brother Tawir, also known as Steve Rockwell. He passed this morning. Most of you would have known him from his very popular weekly television program on Vision TV, Call of the Minaret. Again, the passing of our brother Muhammad Tawahir, also known as Steve Rockwell, the host of the very popular television program, a weekly television program, Call of the Minaret, passed away earlier today. Those of you who would remember the world's largest jean store on Dundas and Young Street, where the Eaton Centre is, he was a proprietor of that establishment also. He also was the uncle of our dear brothers at the Imdadul Islamic Jamaat, Brother Usman and his family. And this morning I heard from Brother Usman, and it's very sad because the family is close-knitted and they're very loving and caring, and he's really taking it hard. So we're extending our sympathies indeed to the bereaved family and to so many who had learned to love the brother and knew him very well. He was living in Niagara Falls. And today, the janazah will be at 3 p.m., inshallah. Well, of course, they didn't give us a location, and also no one would be allowed to attend gathering of, I believe, five only. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him and keep him in your du'as, we ask you indeed. Again, we regret to announce the passing of our dear brother, Muhammad Tawahir, also known as Steve Rockwell, who passed away this morning. His janazah will be later today at 3 p.m. From Allah we come, and to him is our eventual return indeed. Coming up in a little bit, we'll be having Sheikh Zahir giving us a short khutbah on the program. But I'd like to dedicate this next item in loving memory of our dear brother, Brother Steve Rockwell. May Allah grant him the highest place in Jannah indeed.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa Mawlana Muhammadin bi'adadi kulli dharratin. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa Mawlana Muhammadin bi'adadi kulli zarratin. الصبح بدا من طالعته والليل دجى من وفرته. الله 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 الله. فقر الرسل فغلا وعلا أهدى السبل لدلالته. كنز الكرام مولى النعم هادي الأمم لشريعته. الله 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 الله. أزكى الناس بأعلى الحسب كل العرب في خدمته. سعت الشجر نطق الحجر شق القمر بإشارته. الله 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 الله. جبريل أتى ليلة أسرى والرب دعاه لحضرته. نال الشرف والله عفا salafa amma salafa min ummatihi Allahu 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 Allah Allahu 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 Allah Famuhammaduna huwa sayyiduna wal'izzu lana li'ijabatihi Allahu 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 Allah.
Again, in loving memory of our dear brother who passed earlier this morning, Brother Steve Rockwell. And again, we'd like to extend our condolences to his family and also to his nephew and nieces, the entire family circle, our brothers at the Imdadul Islamic Jamaat, Brother Usman and his sibling, who will be taking a major role in his janazah today. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them comfort indeed. This is Shabnam Radio, and in a little bit we will be having on the program for our Ramadan Reminders, brought to you by Sheikh Halal Farms at 12 Steinway Boulevard, unit number 18 in Etobicoke. They are open today, so if you'd like to drop by, remember, walk with cash, and they are asking you to observe social distancing. 12 Steinway Boulevard, unit number 18, Etobicoke, Sheikh Halal Farm. And that segment is coming up in a little bit. So do stay with us.
Provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services with customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center. Two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Ronnie and staff at Roti Roti Restaurant at 979 Albion Road extending to all our listeners a safe and blessed weekend. Ronnie invite you to drop in and taste from their tasty menu. Remember, for your catering needs, drop by and visit 416-745-9208. Whether it's a wedding, a family function, religious function, no event is too big or too small. Give him a call. Roti Roti Family Restaurant, where no roti is made before its time. They are located at Albion and Islington, the new downtown Etobicoke. The executive and members of the Sunnatul Jamaat of Ontario, Canada, extend to one and all Ramadan Mubarak. Pay your zakat, and remember, it's better to deliver and distribute it with your own hands, as there are more sawab, blessings from Allah to you. However, if you are unable to deliver or distribute it, you can contact the masjid and they would be happy to do so for you. My brothers and sisters, due to the COVID-19, you know the masjids are closed. However, there are still maintenance work that has to be done. Please consider making a donation to the masjid. The Sunnatul Jamaat is located at 347 Danforth Road in Scarborough. Telephone number 416-690-2298. May we all receive Allah's choicest blessing during this blessed and holy month of Ramadan. Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum. Your weekend entertainment is now even better. Hey friends, you can now enjoy Caribbean Showtime every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 on the IP Box. Just go to eAwaz TV, and in fact, you can download the app at eAwaz Official and catch us on your smartphone. So Saturdays on Rogers 129, Bell 583, and Sunday on the eAwaz Official app, and of course, eAwaz TV every Sunday morning, 9 to 10.
shipping never been so easy. You one shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakan, Lapakan. Door to door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With Lapakan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakan, Lapakan.
Visit lapakan.com.
Mom, why should we always say Bismillah?
Because when you say Bismillah, Allah is with you and put Baraka in all what you do.
Bismillah, Bismillah. Bismillah, au nom d'Allah. Bismillah, Bismillah. In the name of Allah.
I wake up every morning, say God is the unique. I'm hungry, I wash my hands, but before say Bismillah. I wake up every morning, say God is the unique. I'm hungry, I wash my hands, but before say Bismillah.
You're listening to 770 AM WTOR Shabnam Radio. During this special month of Ramadan, we have embarked on a project, and I want to say thank you to Sheikh Zahir Bakas, who graciously agreed to assist us in the production of this segment. You would be seeing him on television coming starting next week, and he's here today, however, to give us a khutbah on the blessing of this month, but more so we are entitling this segment Ramadan Reminders. Ramadan Reminders indeed, and it's brought to you through the kind compliments of Sheikh Halal Farms. You know, Sheikh has been a long time supporter of my program, and they're open today. They're open to the public at their warehouse on Thursdays and today, Saturday, 12 Steinway Boulevard, unit number 18 in Etobicoke. So I would like to first welcome Sheikh Zahir Bakas to the program. He is currently the imam at Jami' Al-Ansar Masjid in Salwin, and he would tell us a little bit about that as he gets started with us. But first, I would like to say thank you. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Zahir.
Wa alaikum assalam, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother Richard. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, and I am so grateful that you have agreed to do so. And I should let our listeners know that apart from being a chaplain at the prisons and the imam and Sunday school teacher, maktab teacher, he is a counselor for those homes that need his services, the individual members of the different jamaat that lean on him for guidance and support. And what I found in conversation with him, he, like myself, have a passion for seniors. So I want to, it's a perfect fit for him to be on our program, and I'm so grateful. Thank you, Sheikh. Sheikh, the airways is all yours. And again, thank you.
Thank you, Brother Richard, and welcome. And thank you to the audience for tuning in. It is a blessed day, Saturday, as every day is blessed, because we're under the protection and the care of God Almighty. And that should never be overlooked. And then we are in the blessed month of Ramadan, the month of fasting. It is the month in which the Muslims fast, those who are able to and capable of, those who are traveling or sick or cannot, then they're alleviated from the fast itself. But it is a blessed moment and a blessed time that we have, even given our circumstances. We still are blessed with a lot of blessings that we have. We're blessed with health. We're blessed with children. We're blessed with parents. We're blessed with community. We're blessed with caring of our society. We're blessed with good governments that look after us and care for us. There is a mount of blessings that, as God Almighty says in the Quran, that even if you're going to enumerate it or count it, you will never be able to fathom the amount of blessings that you have. Because at every moment there is a descending nature of blessing or a continuation of a blessing or blessings that you have. I wanted to touch on an important aspect of Ramadan, because it's sometimes when we look at it in details or we look at it through a smaller lens, we do not grasp the overall lens in which or overall view that Allah wants to give to us in this blessed month. Now, we know that this blessed month is a month of giving, that our Prophet, the Prophet Muhammad, may God bless him and grant him peace, that he was more generous in this month than any other month. This is what is narrated to us, that he was more generous in this month, meaning his generosity was full in the other months, but in this month of Ramadan, it was even more so. And that generosity of our Prophet is not necessarily entails money or entails giving of financial assistance. That helping or that being more generous could mean of his time, could mean of his care, could mean of what he brought forth to people, what he gave of people, what he gave of himself to people, the words that he spoke to people, the character that he displayed to them, the refinement of his good nature with people. That is what being the most generous entails. Now, we also have the details that, you know, in terms of feeding someone who's fasting to break their fast, that there is a tremendous reward. The Prophet Muhammad, may God bless him and grant him peace, he said that the one who helps to break, so gives food to someone to break their fast at sunset, gets the reward similar to the reward of the person who's fasting, without the fasting person diminishing in his reward. It is tremendous. Just giving a date, giving a morsel of food, giving something to drink is a tremendous blessing for you. It's a tremendous blessing, and it shows your care. It shows your care. We also have the hadith that the best of you are those who provide food for others. Those who provide food for others. We also have the statement of our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may God bless him and grant him peace, that the best of you is the one who gives the best benefit to others. The best benefit to others. Now, we have a situation that this unique, unprecedented situation that we're living in which we are physically distancing or socially distancing from one another, even our loved ones, even could be our relatives, and more certainly our parents, if they are alive, or our brothers and sisters. We're distancing or physically distancing from them. But it does not take away the fact that you should be in connection with them through the phone, through personal talking to them, through networking with them, social networking with them, and so on and so forth, that we have to care. And this is one of the aspects of Ramadan that we should really look at and examine, that in Ramadan, as in other months, but more so Ramadan, we look after the concern of others. We look after the needs of others. We look after the benefit of others in this month because we're fasting, so we have an appreciation of what it means to not have food. We have an appreciation of what it means to not drink something, not find something on one's table. We have an appreciation of the blessings that we have, and that appreciation we can call it that heartfelt sadness over others that lack what we have. They lack what we have. And the ones who are affected the most under our current circumstances are our elders, our parents, the elderly. They're affected the most. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَقَضَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. God Almighty connects His worship with treating parents perfectly or in an excellent way. And He says, your Lord has decreed that you worship no one else except Him, and that you show kindness to your parents. You show them the best treatment. You deal with them fairly. You deal with them honestly. You deal with them in an appropriate way. You deal with them, elevating them on a pedestal, so to speak. And God Almighty says, if one of them or both of them attain old ages, do not say oof to them. Do not put them off. Do not be unkind to them. Do not address them in a demeaning way. And do not repulse them. Don't be harsh with them. but speak to them qawlan kareema. Speak to them in special words, in kind words, and lower onto them the wings of humbleness through mercy and compassion, and say to your Lord, O Lord, have mercy on them as they did care for me when I was little. And this month, this is the supplication at the end of this verse of Quran, concerning our parents, that you say to your Lord, O Lord, have mercy on both of them as they did care for me, took care of me, raised me when I was little. And this is the month of dua. It's the month of supplication. It is a month of supplication. This blessed month is a month in which we supplicate to our Lord. And later, hopefully, in other shows, we'll get into the types of dua, the types of supplication that we can make, and the times that we should make the dua, or the times that we should make supplication in. Now, the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, in another hadith, in another statement, he said, لَيْسَ مِنَّ مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا وَيُوَكِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا. Our Prophet, he told us that, you are not from us. He or the person is not from us. We don't consider him upon our path who does not show mercy to our young people and do not honor our elderly. He's not from us. He's not on our path. He's not on our way. He's not within our tenets of faith, our principles, who does not show mercy towards our young folks and honor and respect our elderly. Honor and respect our elderly. Our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our messenger, is saying something and doing something that is very special. What he's saying to us is that one of our goals should be to look after our seniors. One of our goals, one of the things that we should look at is looking after and caring for our elderly. That they are sometimes the ones who are in need of help. And in our circumstance that we're living in right now, they are the ones who are the most prone to getting this virus. They are the ones who are in mental anguish because they cannot socialize with their children, with their community members. They're the ones who perhaps don't know how to connect on the internet or don't know how to connect. They're not tech savvy. And so they're missing that connection with their community, with others. They're missing that connection. And because they're missing that connection, it means that we have to do more so in order to connect with them. Call them, visit our neighbors who are elderly, visit our parents if they are alive. Visit them and stand outside. Call them. Or get them the equipment that is needed, a computer, a laptop, or whatnot, in order for them that we can connect with them. The Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he also said, our Messenger, he said this, and it is very, very important that we understand what our Messenger says to us. He says, "Abarakutu ma akabirikum." Our Messenger, he said, blessings are with your elders. Blessings are with your elders. What does he mean, blessings are with your elders? The scholars, they say that it means that don't look past the elders and the seniors. If you service them, go around them, listen, take care of them, sit with them, satisfy a need that they have, that blessings of Allah is with them, that you will get some of that. Those blessings will come off. It will go to you. That there is a tremendous blessings that God Almighty has placed with our seniors and our elders. And this is the month of Ramadan in which we're trying to get as much blessings as possible. Because we want to substantiate ourselves, put ourselves into paradise this month. Because the gates of paradise is flung open at the beginning of this month. And the gates of the hellfire are completely closed. As our Messenger has told us. Completely closed, all of the gates of the fire. And all of the gates of paradise are open. All of them. And the Prophet, our Prophet, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, he said, and so don't be of the person who misses out on putting himself into paradise in this month. Don't miss out on it. Don't be that person who Ramadan comes and does not place his feet or her feet into paradise. So if you want that, and we all should want that, one of the ways to get it is to take as much blessings as we can. Take as much blessings as we can. And our messenger has told us how. He's told us one way. Service our elders. Be around them. Take care of their need. Take care of their need. Look after them. Because this is the month in which is you have to give. This is the month in which is demonstrated by our messenger. This is the month of giving. It is that month in which we should increase what we can benefit others with. We should increase. And all of us have things that we can benefit others with. Whether that is wealth, whether that is kindness, whether that is food donation, whether that is helping someone, whether that is outstretching one's hands, whether that is spending time, whether that is through words, whether that is through connecting to people, whatever it is, all of us have something that we can give. And all of us have something that we can benefit others with. All of us. All of us have something. And so we have this month in which the rewards of doing for others is multiplied tremendously. Is multiplied tremendously. So let us take the opportunity. Let us take the opportunity to do so. And so I urge you, my dear brothers and sisters who are listening, I urge you to consider, what do you have that you can give? All of us have time that we can call. It's easy to call someone. All of us have neighbors that we can knock on their door and say, do you need something today? Would you like me to do something for you? I'm going to the store. Would you like me to get something? All of us can share in that blessing and that bounty of just asking. All of us can share in it. And when it comes to our seniors and our elders, we can do even more, because it brightens their day. It brightens their day. Well, how does it brighten their day? Because they feel like someone has honored them, and someone respects them, and someone is concerned for them. Someone is concerned for them. And when you service, if we get back to, those are the elderly, when we get back to our parents specifically, if we get back to our parents specifically, there is even the mercy that is put with them from those who service their parents. A man once went to one of the companions of the messenger, Ibn Abbas. May God bless him and his father. He went to Ibn Abbas, one of the companions. And he said to him, you know, I proposed to a woman and she refused to marry me. I proposed to a woman, I wanted to marry her, and she refused. And then someone else proposed to her, and she wanted to marry him. And I got really angry, and I became jealous. I got so furious and jealous that I went and I hurt her. I harmed her. I physically harmed her, he said. So Ibn Abbas, so the man said to him, he said, can I repent from this? Can God Almighty forgive me of this? Can I repent? So Ibn Abbas, he says to him, he says, is your mother alive? He says to him, is your mother alive? And he replied, Ibn Abbas, he said, no. The man replied, no, she's not alive. So he said to him, he said, repent to Allah, to God Almighty, and worship him as much as you can. Repent to God and worship him as best as you can. So the narrator of this story, a student of Ibn Abbas, of this companion, he went to him and he said, he overheard this. And he said to him, why did you ask him if his mother was alive when he asked for repentance? He said, why did you ask him? Because it's odd. He asked, can I repent? And you asked him, is your mother alive? And so Ibn Abbas, he says, I do not know of any action that brings one closer to Allah, to God Almighty, than dutifulness to the mother. What did he say? I do not know of any action that brings one closer to Allah, to God, than dutifulness to the mother. Meaning what? That if you are dutiful to your mother, then you become close to God and He will accept your repentance. He will accept your repentance. He will accept your repentance. So let's make this month of Ramadan. Let's make this month of Ramadan. If your parents are alive, or you have elderly family and relatives, make it a day and a month in which you connect with them. You send them food. Cook something. Put it on their doorstep if you want to keep physical distancing. Call them. Associate with them. Do something kind to them. Go online and give them a gift and send a gift. Buy a gift online from one of the stores. A, you're helping the stores and our shopkeepers. B, you're giving a gift which increases love, because our Prophet said, Tahadu tahabu. Give gifts and love will flourish between you. Give gifts, send gifts, and love is going to flourish between you. So you can, by doing that, you can help a whole lot of people. Storekeepers, loved ones, yourself, and there's blessing in it. So take this month as a month in which you are going to give to others, benefit others. If your parents are not alive, make dua for them. Supplicate to God for them. Supplicate this month to God, because this is the month of supplication. If you have elderly relatives, neighbors, go and ask them if they need something. Call them. Ring their doorbell. Stay on the lawn. Keep your distance, but ask them. And you will see love will flourish between you and them. And then you will be getting a lot of tremendous blessing. You'll be getting a lot of tremendous blessing. And this is the purpose of this month. That, A, we get a lot, we seek a lot of blessing in it. And number two, that we put ourselves into paradise in this blessed month. And so with these things, with these two things, looking after our parents, making supplication, and looking after our seniors and our elders, is certainly a way and certainly should not be overlooked in this blessed month of Ramadan, especially in this year, at this particular moment in time, in which our seniors are the most affected group of this virus. We should be even more so looking after their concern and looking after what and facilitating their way with ease by ourselves. This is what we should be doing. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may God Almighty bless us, bless you all. May God Almighty forgive us all, accept our fasting, accept our good works in this blessed month. May God Almighty enable us to look and see who are the ones that are in need and help us to facilitate that need for them, whether directly or indirectly. May God Almighty bless you, bless Brother Richard for having this program and the listeners and benefiting all of us through these wonderful programs that only seek to inspire us and get us closer to God Almighty. I thank you, Jamil Ansar in Brampton. I'm in Brampton, the mosque, as well as the other masjids, are always in need of your donation, because we give a lot back to the poor. We have Feed the Poor program, in which we cook 300 meals for four groups of people who are helping, right? And so as a lot of other masjid, we give to people. And so I urge your listeners to please give to your local masjids. If you can afford it, go online and donate to your local masjids or organizations. Or if you know people are in need, go to a store, buy some food, and drop it off at the daily food bank, please. So that we are in that nature and in that momentum of giving. Alhamdulillah.
Sheikh,
thank you so much.
Just before you go, I want to let our listeners know that it's through the kind compliments of our friends at Sheikh Halal Farms, Brother Sheikh Khan and his family, extending Ramadan Mubarak. He's located at 12 Steinway Boulevard, unit number 18, open to the public on Thursday and today is Saturday till 6 o'clock. Preferably cash, and please exercise safe distancing. I'll say this
about Sheikh Halal, Brother Sheikh. I don't know of someone in this industry that is more generous than him. There, I don't know if maybe there are on the same level, but I know of Sheikh, and I hope he forgives me for this, but he gives a lot of donation in terms of meat and money and so on to masajid. And we should make dua that Allah enables him and his children and his families to have success.
I mean,
because he gives back.
I wanted to ask you, because there's so many of our listeners are shut in, but throughout the year, there are many of our seniors that are shut in and wouldn't be able to even attend Jummah, even Tarawih, if it was under normal circumstance. And I know for a fact, you know, last week I had a sister on the program, and she had lost her daughter due to accident. She had went in for knee surgery, and she didn't recover from the operation. And, when she said, and she called to me, and she said, you know, when Richard said Assalamu Alaikum on TV, I answer him. And, you know, there are many stories. This morning I got a call from Peter Punai mother, a lady from Kanji in Guyana, living here now, the Punai family. And she said the same, Richard, I enjoy your program. I can't wait and to listen. So to our seniors and those who cannot attend the masjid, but to hear a sheikh on the radio this morning, could you make a small dua for them? And again, remember our brother Steve Rockwell, who passed, and his janaza is 3 o'clock today. He is a relative of Brother Usman and those at the Imdadul Islamic Jamaat. So if you could let's facilitate us here by offering a short dua.
Sure. Alhamdulillah, I mean, all praise be to God Almighty, Lord of the worlds, the merciful, compassionate, master of the judgment. You do we worship and you do we seek help. Guide us along the straight path, the path upon those who have bestowed your grace, not of those who have gone astray. May God Almighty forgive us, have mercy upon us, take care of our elders, our seniors. May God Almighty bless them, keep them safe. May God Almighty give them in good health. May God Almighty, those who are sick from amongst them, may God heal them and cure them, bring them back to good health. May God Almighty place them in pedestals. May God Almighty help us to help them. May God Almighty help us to service them in the way that is proper and most conducive for them. May God Almighty forgive our relatives, our loved ones, our ones are deceased. May God Almighty forgive them, have mercy upon them. Those who are sick, may God Almighty heal them and cure them. Those who have passed away, may God Almighty have mercy upon them and put them in His shade on that day when there's no shade except the shade of God. May God Almighty bless our community, safeguard our communities. Of our community, of those who are working, may God Almighty continue them in that work. Of our frontline responders and our medical staff and professionals, may God Almighty protect them, safeguard them, protect their families. May God Almighty put on their hands the ability to heal, put on their hands the ability to help, put on their tongues the ability to have good words and have words of precaution and safety. May God Almighty put in our hearts closeness to Him, love of Him, love of His Messenger. May God Almighty surround our homes with love and compassion and mercy, and put in our homes blessings upon blessings upon blessings, light upon light upon light. May God Almighty envelop in His mercy and in His light. May God Almighty forgive us, accept for us our dua, our fasting, all of our works that we do in this month. May God Almighty put service in our hearts, love in our hearts. May God Almighty forgive us and protect us, keep us all safe. May God Almighty unite our hearts and bring us on that day, in the day of judgment, in His light and in His mercy. Ameen. 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 Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And all God, all praise belongs to God. Ameen.
Ameen. Thank you very much, my brother. And again, we look forward. Next week, he will be on television with Ramadan Reminders. And you can catch us every Saturday, 9 o'clock on Rogers 129, Bell 583, and Bell 5 at 1235. Also, on Sunday morning, those of you with the IP box, you could catch Sheikh Zahir on Caribbean Showtime, which is at 9 to 10 again on Sunday morning on the IP box. You can watch it on your smartphone computers at eawaz.com, or you can download the app at eawaz official, a free download, and you can catch him everywhere you are with your phone. Sheikh Zahir, assalamu alaikum, and thank you so much.
Wa alaikum assalam.
This is Shabnam Radio. I hope we reap the rewards and the benefit of the knowledge that the Sheikh had passed on to us and put them into practice indeed. This is 770 AM WTOR. We continue after the short commercial break. The executive and members of the Sunnatul Jamaat of Ontario, Canada, extend to one and all Ramadan Mubarak. Pay your zakat and remember, it's better to deliver and distribute it with your own hands, as there are more sawab, blessing from Allah to you. However, if you are unable to deliver or distribute it, you can contact the masjid and they would be happy to do so for you. My brothers and sisters, due to the COVID-19, you know the masjids are closed. However, there are still maintenance work that has to be done. Please consider making a donation to the masjid. The Sunnatul Jamaat is located at 347 Danforth Road in Scarborough. Telephone number 416-690-2298. May we all receive Allah's choicest blessing during this blessed and holy month of Ramadan. Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum. Your weekend entertainment is now even better. Hey friends, you can now enjoy Caribbean Showtime every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 on the IP Box. Just go to eAwaz TV, and in fact, you can download the app at eAwaz Official and catch us on your smartphone. So Saturdays on Rogers 129, Bell 583, and Sunday on the eAwaz Official app and of course eAwaz TV every Sunday morning 9 to 10. Visit Jerry Auto Repairs for all general automotive repairs, whether it's oil change or an engine change. Call Jerry Auto Vika 905-840-5888. Leave all your automotive repairs and service to their team of licensed mechanics. Reliable service and honest pricing is what make them stand out among the competition. Jerry Auto Repairs, 15 Fisherman Drive, Unit 34 in Brampton. Jerry Auto Repair, doing it right.
Shipping never been so easy. You're one shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. La Parkan, La Parkan. Door to door service, never late. Ocean cargo and you're air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With La Parkan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You're one shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. La Parkan.
LaParkan.
Visit
LaParkan.com. That's right, LaParkan.com. And of course, they are open today. They are new hours of operation, 9 to 3 during the week. Drop by and visit with Jean DiCastro and her team, including Shalini and of course Joyce and Davey and Ricky and the gang. All right, want to say hello and special welcome to LaParkan Shipping. Well, those of you who saw Caribbean Showtime this morning, you would have seen we did a memorial in the memory of Ramesh and Jagrita Nantuwari, two brothers that lost their lives 3 weeks apart, April 20, 2006. Today, we also want to take some time here on Shabnam Radio to remember. Of course, their mother, Dhanraji Tiwari, sending their love and her prayers, like always, every day she pray for them. Of course, his brother Ramesh, children, Janitra, Sherry, Nanda's wife Dolly, and kids Tara, Jamie, and Candy. And of course, his four sisters, especially our dear friend here in Toronto, Shanti James, sister Indra, Shyam, Lakshmi, and their brother Tumesh. We'd like to dedicate the next selection in loving memory of the two brothers. I remembered I took Shanti James to the airport, and I would never forget that journey, picking her up on Danforth Avenue and taking her to the airport, and she was just sobbing. And she was in so much pain. I hope over the years God has been able to grant you the strength to heal you, to comfort you, Shanti. And you know, not much people give CDs or contribute musical content to this program. I remember Ram, one gentleman, he did give me some CDs a long time ago. And I still remember and thank him for that. But Shanti James would always, when she'd make a trip, she would bring me one or two CDs. In fact, she recently gave me a whole collection, which I didn't even sort out yet. But I wanted to thank you, Shanti. And this is one of the CDs that she presented us with on this program. And today, we'd like to use it to share some love going back to her brothers, who she loved dearly. May God grant them peace indeed.
Prabhu ji sukh ka sagar
जाना एक बार जो श...
wonderful selection indeed, as we take time to reflect on the lives and times of the late Ramesh and his younger brother, Jagrata Nanda Tiwari. Both lost their lives in 2006 due to a tragic accident, 3 weeks apart. Again, we ask God Almighty to shower his family, especially their mother, Dhanraji Tiwari, his four sisters and one brother, with the strength to accept his great loss, especially his children, or their children. ...770 on your dial, we are indeed Shabnam Radio. We heard from Brother Hussein Akbarali, who hopefully would be calling me back. Brother Hussein Akbarali, if you are listening, please give us a quick call back. Shabnam Radio. We also trying to fit in today a tribute to the legend, the late Sundar Popo. Also, just to let you know that Lime 101, Gideon Hanuman Singh will be doing a special tribute from 9 to 10 tomorrow morning. We had carried that broadcast live on ShabnamRadio.com.
In tribute to Hummingbird Silver Medalist Sundar Popo on Sunday, May 3rd, 2 decades since his passing. Some you may know, others new to the air, but all with a philosophical message that draws you to the singer. Sunday morning, May 3rd at 9, remembering Sundar Popo on Ancestral Treasures 101.7 FM with your phone calls.
And friends, we will be carrying that broadcast live on ShabnamRadio.com. Authentic Trini Foods, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. Remember the phone number, 905-791-2747. You never know when you would need some good Chattuck's home-cooked food. Whether it's for a big or small occasion, give Sandra a call, 905-791-2747. For lunch or dinner, drop by and pick up some tasty, delicious food. 905-791-2747. That's Authentic Trini Food, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton.
In tribute to Hummingbird Silver Medalist Sundar Popo. Sunday morning, May 3rd at 9. On Ancestral Treasures 101.7 FM.
Shabnam Radio and Caribbean Showtime are proud to be part of this special tribute to the legend, the late Sundar Popo. So join us 9 o'clock at ShabnamRadio.com as we carry this broadcast live from Lime 101 FM. Shabnam Radio and Caribbean Showtime are proud to be part of this special tribute to the legend, the late